Welcome back, everybody, to the High School Life Podcast. My name is Carter Chase.
And my name is Lewis Smith.
And we bring you a different perspective on life. Yes, sir, ski.
Yes, sir, ski. I like that.
Let's just jump right. If we start off with an
inspirational quote.
Found this. I totally slaughtered that word. Did you hear me say that?
Yes, I did.
That inspirational was quote, funny. If you're new here. So, this one's by The Rock.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. When life puts you in a tough situation, don't say, "Why me?" Just say, "Try me."
Woo! That's
how you get millionaires.
Reminds me of something, actually.
What reminds you of?
It's actually something I heard in a podcast today that I was listening to. Today as recording day.
Yes.
Okay, let's see, I'm going to talk about it right now. It's from the Ed Milet Show. It's a podcast, check it out, it's really good. I was listening to it.
We both listened
to it. Yes. And this guy, I can't remember exactly what he said, but or what he was talking about at the moment, but one thing I heard from him was, everything happens for me, not to me. And that kind of ties into this, just because, like, things happen for a reason, because, like, things don't happen to break you down. They happen to get you down so you can get through harder times, like exercising. Like, when you exercise, your muscles break down, and then it's going to hurt, it's going to be sore, just like when you go through a hard time. Next time that hard time comes around, you're so much stronger, and you're ready to get it. And which then, is kind of what Dallin Drake mentioned.
If you haven't listened to that, go listen to it right now. Amazing.
Amazing.
That was actually good. And the guy that Ed Milet was talking to, what was his name? Nick Vujicic or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's actually a different episode.
It was a different episode?
Yeah. This one, I can't remember what. I think it was like...
Oh.
I don't know. But yeah, we listened to that one, and that was really good. And that brought up... I'm pretty sure in that one, they said... He says, "You all have a genius no matter what it is." So, like, if you... When I first read that, I was like, heard it. I was like really confused. I was like, what does that mean? We all have a genius. And I started talking about it. And it's like, you have something that other people want, a skill or something, and they have something you want. So it's just like, don't think, oh, they're so much better. There's so much this, so much that, whatever. Oh, lucky them. Everything they have is something. They look at you and think the same thing for different reasons.
Yeah, and another thing that they said in there was, how was it said? Well, they were talking about how you could tell someone to write down 10 things they're good at, and it'd take them 2 days. But if you told them to write down 100 things they're not good at, it would take them 10 minutes.
That is and so like, good.
Yeah. I think it was in around the same part that happened.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Yeah, so good.
I really like that. And they were talking to the Nick Vujicic guy. I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah.
But he has no legs, no arms. Well, he has
like a tiny foot. A 6-inch like foot.
Yeah. But he has like TED Talks.
Yeah.
And stuff. He's a really
it's
cool
crazy.
Guy.
He said... He wouldn't have the life he has if he didn't have his arms and like if he had his arms and legs, he wouldn't be like inspiring millions of people's lives every day.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
It's really good.
Yeah, check out their podcast. It's pretty cool.
Really cool.
Really, really, really cool.
Okay. Should we hop into a taste test?
Let's hop into it.
Okay, this stuff
looks delicious.
Looks very delicious. It's called Sonco Chocoline. Waffle Risoo Kukuri Zine Due Chocoladze Rojeze.
One of the best
parts. It's from Poland.
Okay, awesome.
I think.
One of the best parts about this taste test
is we don't know.
Is we don't know how to say anything, or we also kind of don't know where stuff's from most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, Google Translate could help us. That's how we found out where it is.
Oh, wait, where's it from again, do you say?
Somewhere in Poland, I think.
Interesting.
Well, remember I looked up the one word and it said it was like Cecilia disease or something?
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, so this stuff, it's...
Let's hop into it. Well, yeah, let's first describe it. Whoa, it's white.
It is white. It's okay. Like a...
Circle. It's a circle cookie, kind of.
It almost it's looks like
styrofoam.
It's a rice cake.
Oh, it's like a rice cake with, like, chocolate, strawberry chocolate something on the bottom?
That. Let's just
it looks it. Like light and fluffy, like a... I have no idea.
This is so weird.
It's really weird.
Don't even know what tastes I'm tasting.
Flavor's spot on. Texture's kind of weird, though.
I don't know that taste. I've never had that before. I can't compare it to anything.
That's a faint taste of strawberry at the end. Interesting. Because, like, these seem like, you could eat a ton of them and not get fat. Just because, like, they're so light.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That was interesting. That was
very interesting. The weirdest thing we've taste tested so far, except the freaking green tea Kit Kats. Those are disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have more of these. We have about 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 to taste left. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 things to taste test in our international foods.
Interesting.
Taste test.
We've got one more interview that might, that me and Carter are heading up that we might do with a guy that is an entrepreneur and he just has some really good views on the world. And so we might interview him sometime next couple weeks. But, I just want, why I brought that up is so then if you guys want to be interviewed, check out our website.
Yes, Erski.
We'd love to hear from some of you.
Leave a voice message.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten one of those in a long time.
Leave a review, too. We kind of need more reviews.
Help us out.
Yeah, and because, like, everyone's interesting, just like what we said earlier. Like, everyone's interesting, so, like, don't think, oh, I'm not interesting or whatever. No, you're interesting. I honestly didn't think me and Carter would have anything to talk about.
No, but here we are.
Here we are.
4 months in, almost. Wait, more than that.
Well, almost 6.
Almost a half a year, my guy.
It's been 5, yeah.
5 months.
Sheesh.
And we talk about random stuff every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every 3 days-ish.
Every 3-ish days.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Can you put that, like, little video on the thing so they can hear it?
I mean, we could play it right now. Just let Mike do it.
Okay, we're going
to... I mean, I can play it and then I can insert it.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Okay.
So
we found this little video on Pinterest.
Yeah, it's so good. It's adorable.
I am smart. I am dressed. I can do anything. I am smart. I am dressed. I can do anything. I am smart. I am dressed. I can do anything.
All right. That might have been, like,
really loud or really quiet.
Or not even sounded that good. But if I saw this on Pinterest, because it's this little kid. He's walking down the street on his way to school. How old did it say he was? 3 years old. He has a banana in his hand. He's walking to school, and he just repeats, I am smart, I am blessed, and I can do anything. And I think that's just a great attitude to have on life, if you know what I mean.
Very, like, very good attitude.
Like, he's got life figured out at 3 years old. Like, everyone's smart, everyone's blessed in different ways, and you have the world available.
Yeah. I mean, just, like, when you wake up in the morning, just tell yourself that and, like, just get off to a good start. So, like, I have this app on my phone that gives me daily quotes every hour, actually.
Wow.
It gives me a notification every hour starting at 8 a.m. going up to, like, 10, I think. And I have, also with the app, I have a widget that refreshes a new quote every, like, hour, half hour, something like that. And, like, I just look at it, and then, like, some of them don't really relate to me, but most of them, they, like, make me think about stuff, and, like, yeah.
That's great insight.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called Daily Motivation App or something like that.
Yeah. That is I mean,
yeah. I think we should take a break and then...
Yeah, let's take a break.
Hop. Not die. Yeah, so we'll be right back after this short break. Okay, we're gonna have some shower thoughts.
Yes.
Okay, Lewis, let's start us off.
All right. Did you know that barcodes scan the white part, not the black?
I feel like that's not true.
I'm very sure, because I've heard tons of people be like, is that true? And I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't think so. And I was like, yeah, I think so. Pretty sure. Can I read the next one while you're doing that?
The white.
Oh, never mind.
Barcode scanners have to be able to read the black and white zebra lines on base.
Oh, so I guess it scans both. Aw, that just made it so less entertaining.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Firefly is the opposite of waterfall. Oh my gosh.
Firefly, waterfall. Firefly, waterfall.
Yeah.
You know what's creepy about Humpty Dumpty? They never said he was an egg. We might have shared that.
Bruh.
We might have shared that, actually.
I think we did.
We might have. Bummer. This is a good one.
Oh my gosh. The letter X has more uses in math than the English language.
That's whack.
Holy crap. That's
crazy.
I hate math.
You have more ancestors than all your ancestors. Wait a second.
Wait. Whoa.
Well, that's really weird.
That is trippy, dude.
That is really weird.
Don't you dare sounds normal, but do not you dare sounds weird.
That's so true. Punctuation really helps stuff.
Don't. It's just,
abbreviation, two words squashed together.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Envelopes are weird. It's like, here's a paper wrapped in paper that I sealed with my saliva. That's a great one. That's so true.
What the frick? Butter is food lotion. I mean...
I guess.
I mean, it gives it flavor, though.
Yeah.
I love butter, dude.
I know. Like butter on pancakes. I made my own batch of pancakes this morning. I ate them all.
How many did you make?
Six. Well, I made seven. I ate six. I mean, they were small. They were like
3 inch?
3 inches wide. 3 inch diameter, yeah.
Diameter,
No.
Diameter.
Yes, diameter goes straight across the circle, right?
And then
radius is half. Is
half.
Yes. Nice math.
This is a
trippy one. When you wait for a waiter, you become a waiter.
Wait, what even is the definition of waiter? Like, why is it waiter? Waiter. Definition.
That's so weird, because, like, you're waiting for the waiter, but then you become the waiter, waiting for the waiter.
A man whose job is to serve customers at the restaurant. But why? How? Why is waiter called a waiter? Oh, here we go. Why is the waiter? Long story, word waiter means attendant or watchman. Hmm.
Watching that sounds creepy. You're just sitting there, they're like watching you. Everything tastes fine? It's like, yes, it does taste fine. Go ahead, Carter, next one.
Oh. Horses run around on their fingernails.
Because you know how their hoofs are fingernail texture?
They are?
Yeah, like, you can like, you have to trim them because they're like,
horseshoes on them though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess. I think you only have horseshoes on if you're taking them on, like, rocky trails and stuff.
Race.
Or... I used to be able to do this thing with my hands. I'm dropping my mic for a second. Bear with me.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dude.
Isn't that kind of
cool?
Talent.
I can do this with my hands.
Do you want to hold your mic? Before?
Oh, yeah. Hold my mic.
All right.
I'm making that noise with my
hands.
My hands hitting against my chin, by the way.
Impressive. Yes. We have so many hidden talents, by the way. You'll get more and more as the podcast goes on. Volleyball is just a hardcore hot potato. Oh, you're talking about sounds.
Wait, what?
Volleyball is just a hardcore hot potato.
It's actually quality. I'm going to send that to my volleyball friends.
Volleyball!
Volleyball!
Why is it called volleyball? Like, is...
I don't know.
Is it because volleyball? I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, why is water polo called water polo? I mean, it's definitely not polo
in
water.
Because the first polo was, like, there was an emphasis on the horse. Wow, yeah. Two horse references in this.
Why does your nose run and your feet smell?
That's weird. Goodness.
Dude.
I know, like, I've also heard those, like, I think we shared this, actually. Shipping, if you ship a package on through, like, the mailman or the mail lady or whatever, gotta add that in there, can't be sexist, and it's called shipment, but then if you put it on a ship, it's called cargo. Kind of whack.
Yeah, we shared that a while ago.
Yeah, we did, in case you guys forgot.
Okay, next what we got is...
an interesting thing I read today.
Interesting topic we were thinking about, actually. So, right now, there's a lot of... what in the world? Why is my computer spazzing out? There's a lot of... Well, we're... What I'm, like, into right now is, like, entrepreneurship and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And I watch a lot of, like, entrepreneur YouTube and, like, TikToks and stuff. And lots of people are, like... I don't know. Well, I was watching a TikTok the other day. It says, first line, don't go to college. And so I'm like, okay. And then it starts talking about, like, average student loan would, you'd have to pay off around 125K.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Just for, like, your degree, which isn't gonna... What's the word?
Be useful or anything.
Like, I can't remember the word.
Should I start talking?
Well, it gets you a for sure spot, a for sure job. Like, it's not gonna...
For sure. Yeah, what my dad was telling me... Sorry, were you done talking? I kind of cut you off.
I don't know hardcore. If I was. I don't remember anything now. Oh, and so, yeah. So, instead of... spending that 125K on college, which isn't gonna get you a for sure spot in a job, take that 125K and use it to make your own business, which then you can use and make money with, instead mm-hmm. of spending 4 years in college or more and then having to pay all that off by working.
Exactly.
When you can just start working right out of the gate.
Exactly. My dad said it's probably good to go to either, like, a technical college,
yeah,
you know, like those.
Get a
trade or whatever. So then if you have to supply food, like, if you're... Okay, so what he said would be good to do is you get a trade, maybe go for 1 year or 2 years of college to say you've done it, and then just try and start your business. And then... Because here's the thing, I can't remember what the exact number is, but I'm pretty sure it's like 70% of people don't work in their degree that they get.
Mm-hmm.
So if I work in medical school, I mean, if I get my degree in medical school, I'm not going to work in med school. I'm going to end up working at, like, Taco Time or whatever.
Chick-fil-A. My pleasure. You know, apparently if you say my pleasure before the Chick-fil-A people, you get a free food or something, apparently.
Yeah, can't.
Try that out.
Yeah, once we can drive.
When we can... 20-some days.
Yeah, 24 for me.
23-ish. I scheduled my appointment the other day.
Good job.
I'm proud of myself.
I'm very proud of you. I scheduled mine, like, a couple weeks ago. Anywho, you want to pull up the article that I sent you?
Oh, the Elon Musk article. Okay, so... Elon Musk says... it's not about school you went to or your level of education... There's no need to even have a college degree at all, or even high school. And I mean, Elon Musk is now the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
And he says, instead of evidence of, like, a degree or anything, when it comes to hiring, if there's a track record of exceptional achievement, then it's likely that that will continue into the future, he says.
So that's kind of just saying, like...
If you're creative, like...
Yeah.
You don't have to get a degree to be creative. Yeah, just... Like, art. You don't need a degree for art.
Do the extra things that... That's what colleges look at. They, like...
Yeah.
Like, if you say, I was on this team, I was on this team, I was on this team, I...
High school wife.
In my summer, I did this to help these people, or I started this business, or whatever. That's what people look for. At least that's what, according to a lot of these colleges and Elon Musk, say. And that's just like, you might not need to go to college. We're not saying you shouldn't, and we're not like giving you any like negative things about college. We're just saying, like, if you're thinking about it, read up about it. You might want to hear both sides, because if you go to a college website, of course they're not gonna say, yeah, you might not work in your degree, but come on over. So yeah.
Like Harvard, how much is Harvard?
A lot,
like 80K a year.
Yeah.
But
I mean like
those people. Yeah. Those people.
See, it's high risk, high reward. Like my uncle went to Harvard.
He did? That's
yeah. Cool. He took a long time to pay off his debt. But now he's like making a ton. Mm-hmm. I mean, I shouldn't say a ton because I don't really know what he makes, but I just know he's
bringing in
the money. Yeah.
There's more work coming down the road.
That was funny.
What do you guys think about this? Please use the hashtag HSLPod, all caps, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook now.
I'll make a blog on the website, and then you guys can comment there.
Comment.
We'd love it if we got like a couple people, obviously.
And then we talk about it on the next episode. So yeah. Please do that. And yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, it was great. I think that's it. Let's get a joke, and then inspirational quote, yeah. And then I think that wraps up this episode.
Oh my gosh!
I was so lucky. I think a couple episodes ago,
Last episode,
I like dropped it like three times or two times hilarious. Or whatever. Let's see. I got a quote for y'all, right? Okay. Here's a joke, kind of, that me and Carter were watching the Fast and Furious the other day, and the Fast and Furious guys were talking. They're like, "What should we do?" And it's like, we do what we do best. We improvise. Me and Carter think about this.
We do this all the time. Like, literally, we... My stomach made a weird noise. All of our podcasts, we write down, like, two-word lines.
Yeah.
And that is what we're talking about. We have a baseline thing.
A bullet
improvise
point.
Improvise the rest.
I know.
This is a good one
by Rocky.
Yes, sir.
Rocky Balboa said, "Until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life." That's a great one. Those movies are so good.
I love the Rocky.
Oh, movies. They get me so pumped. I'm like, I'm gonna go run 3 miles tomorrow, and then I'm like, nah. I'm bad.
Cricket is afraid of mouse.
That's a cockroach.
Same thing. Cockroach is afraid of mouse. Mouse is afraid of cat. Cat is afraid of dog. Dog is afraid of human. Human is man. Dog's afraid of man. Man is afraid of women. Woman is afraid of cockroaches. Cycle of fear.
That's so funny. Oh, that's good.
When was this? There was a cockroach, a big one, and it was...
Oh, yeah?
Where was this? I can't remember where it was, but everybody was freaking out. Oh, it was down in St. George.
Interesting.
Everybody was freaking out.
You've caught a couple of mices.
Oh!
Mices?
Did I tell you I have a dead mouse in my window well now?
You have another one?
Uh-huh.
Number three?
No, it was number two, but I thought
okay.
So, the first time we caught a mouse, my dad was walking into the kitchen, and he kicked something, and he thought it was like, I think he said he thought it was dog poop. I don't know why he'd kick it. But then... He said, like, I don't know how he described it, but he looks and sees it's a mouse. It's just sitting there. So he's like, Carter, come get it. It's a mouse. And I'm like, I've been waiting for this day my whole life. I grab my MacBook case, or the box that it came in, take off the top, and, let me just pull up a joke, and I got totally distracted. And I go on top of my counter, and I jumped down on top of it.
So good. And in the video, you said, like, I'm so good at this game.
I say that to everything.
That's so funny. Carter, you want to read this joke I just found?
What do you call someone with no body and a nose? Nobody knows.
That's a good one. These are good. Yep. Well, I think that wraps up our episode for today. Yeah.
Check out the website. Follow us on Instagram. Follow Twitter.
Yep.
Nobody follows us on Twitter, I don't think.
That's okay.
So,
except for your brother.
Except my brother.
Yeah.
Only follow him on Twitter. That's okay. So follow us on Twitter if you haven't. I don't know many people have Twitter, so if you don't, that's okay.
You're forgiven.
Check out website. Did I already say that?
Yeah, you already did.
Probably. www.highschoolife.com.
And once again,
goodbye
and good night.